You're listening to the Texas Standard. The nation's electrical grid is a precious, interconnected system that powers homes and businesses across the country. But a recent report by the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine indicates our grid is vulnerable, and more needs to be done to protect the system from the growing threat of blackouts. Milana Kazunovic is the director of Texas A&M's Smart Grid Center. He and his team of researchers have been collecting data on specific vulnerabilities in the grid. Professor joins us now. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more about the threats to our electrical grid detailed in the report we just mentioned.
Yeah, the National Sciences report, that's actually the report from National Academy of Engineering, is talking about resiliency of the electricity grid and how to improve it. And resiliency is related to ability of the grid to sustain different weather impacts and operational conditions and still supply electricity. In a nutshell, the goal in the future is to avoid outages and blackouts, because the history of recent blackouts in the last decade is showing that the blackouts and outages are going up rather than down.
What vulnerabilities in the grid does your research address?
We are in particular dealing with the faults that are causing outages. That's where the focus is. So the faults may be caused by equipment deteriorating or weather conditions that are inclement weather conditions, or both may contribute to a fault. So we are studying in this particular effort that we are doing lately how to predict when the faults may occur under particular weather conditions.
So is that the end goal of your research? I mean, just to be able to predict these things?
Yes, and it's the opportunity, if you can predict, to do something about it. So the mitigation, as we call it, is to go in and repair equipment before it fails, or prepare the crews that are repairing the system to be closer to the event so that they can repair faster, and at least if the outage occurs, it doesn't last for too long.
Does your research at all address the potential vulnerabilities related to terrorism when it comes to our electric grid?
Yes, the topic of resiliency that is addressed by the report we mentioned at the beginning, the National Academy of Engineering report, the resiliency includes any reason for the grid to go down, whether it's the equipment failure or weather conditions or a cyber attack. So we are working on cyber attacks also as a potential vulnerability to the grid.
So this is information you would share then with service providers?
Well, we are developing this for utility companies, so they will use this to inform their services within the company, whether the services are maintenance services or repair services or operators or whoever it might be that needs to act on this.
Where and how have you been gathering this data?
Well, again, this work is done for utility companies, and so our projects are in collaboration with utilities. So all of the data necessary to run the studies is obtained from a utility company that works with us.
Milana Kazunovic is the director of Texas A&M's Smart Grid Center. Professor, thanks again for coming on the Texas Standard.
Sure. Thank you for having me once again.